That's right. And win some day passes for LaRonde as well. All right. We've got Jessica and her mom, Wendy, on the phone this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. So you guys are from Greenfield Park and you travel every morning to work in the West Island. And you said you normally wait in the car just to make sure you're smarter than him every day.
Yes, we do.
Good. Nice.
And how do you normally do?
Sometimes good, sometimes not good.
50-50. I get it.
Never a good time for a Monday morning.
All right.
Good morning.
You guys are the greatest, and we've got 30 seconds on the clock. We're pulling for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, which book holds the record for being the most stolen from public libraries? What fast food chain has a cowboy hat on its logo?
Pass.
True or false? Avocados grow on trees.
True.
In hospitals, what does DOA stand for?
Pass.
Arena Shake just split up with this Hollywood A-lister.
Pass.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. We're going to bring Sam back. Those questions were deceivingly difficult,
they were,
I think.
Tough.
Yeah, deceivingly.
A few passes in there.
Yeah. All right. We brought Sam back in. Sam, you're up against Jessica and Wendy from
Hello,
Greenfield Park. And they're
ladies.
Really, they're really cool.
Oh.
Okay. Hello. Good morning.
They're having a good time this morning.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. From one cool person to another. Good morning.
Oh, you can't call yourself cool, Sam.
Right. That's uncool.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Another 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
All right.
Which book holds the record for being the most stolen from public libraries?
Wow. I don't know. Moby Dick?
What fast food chain has a cowboy hat on its logo?
Arby's.
True or false? Avocados grow on trees.
True.
In hospitals, what does DOA stand for?
Oh, it's kind of sad.
I know.
Dead on arrival.
I thought the same thing. I'm
just
like,
asking the questions.
Morbid.
Arena Shake just split up with this Hollywood A-lister.
Bradley Cooper.
All right. Okay. And that is time. Okay.
Really had to speed up that last question.
Yeah.
You had plenty of time.
A lot of banter between the questions. This is unusual.
I was trying to throw you off.
Well.
My first day back, I was trying to shake things up a little
Old
bit.
Old habits die hard.
All right. Which book holds the record for being the most stolen from public libraries? I mean, who would know this, but now we do. It's a Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. That was my first instinct, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was. What did you say?
I was thinking the same thing when I...
Yeah.
We were all thinking it.
It was the coolest book in the world.
Neither one of you got that one. What fast food chain has a cowboy hat in its logo? It's Arby's. Sam was correct.
Yeehaw. Do we have any Arby's in Quebec?
I don't know.
We should.
I remember the curly fries from when I was a kid.
Oh, yes.
All right. Sam was correct on that one. True or false? Avocados grow on trees. The answer is true. You were both correct on that one.
Nice.
In hospitals, what does DOA stand for? I literally cringed when I saw this question. Like, that is a morbid question. The only reason I knew the answer was from the Friends song, when your love life's DOA.
Oh, that's what that line is.
Yeah.
Okay, I had no idea.
It's dead on arrival. Sam was correct on that one. And Arena Shake just split up with this Hollywood A-lister. The answer is Bradley Cooper, and Sam was correct on that one. Jessica and Wendy, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
It's okay.
No, it's tough once the clock is ticking too, isn't it?
Oh my God, it really is.
Yeah.
I think
it's
like stupid now.
No, you guys are a lot of fun. We loved having you on the show, so please try to play again, okay? Like, with practice, I think you can take him down.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
By the way, no Arby's in Montreal.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right. Oh, I really liked them.
Yeah, and they didn't lose their cool factor just by losing, right? Which is nice.
Oh, stop saying cool, Sam. Well,
no, they're cool factor.
All right, the premiere of Toy Story 4. Four Toy Story movies already. Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, happening Wednesday, June 19th at Scotiabank Theater. And we want to hook you up with a family 4-pack of tickets. And we've got Vivian from Kirkland who wants to take Sam down this morning. Hey.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you doing?
Great, how are you guys?
We're doing good. So you said you're with your kids, Benji and Vicky, and you'd love to take Sam down in front of them this morning.
Got it. Say hi, guys.
Hi, Matthew. Hi, Sierra.
Hi, good morning. All right, so do you know how the game works?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
You play along every morning in your car?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you do.
Vivian, good luck. Take a deep breath. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
You.
How many metro stops are there in Laval?
Three.
In what country would you find Stonehenge?
Great Britain.
Ted, Marshall, Lily, Robin, and Barney were characters on what TV show?
No idea.
What singer's real what singer's real name is Amethyst Amelia Kelly?
Oh my God, I don't know. Pass.
Los Angeles International Airport is better known by this abbreviation.
LAX.
LAX. Okay. There it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice work. We're going to bring Sam back in.
Okay.
And we're going to ask him the same question. Same questions. Sam, you're up against Vivian in Kirkland this morning. She's with Vicky and Benji, her kids.
All righty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. 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 Formalities. Let's get down to it.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
Right. She's got multiple kids to take care of. Okay, ready? Here we go. How many metro stops are there in Laval?
Oh, pass.
In what country would you find Stonehenge?
England.
Ted, Marshall, Lily, Robin, and Barney were characters on what TV show?
Cheers.
What singer's real name is Amethyst Amelia Kelly?
No idea.
Los Angeles International Airport is better known by this abbreviation.
LAX.
How many metro stops are there in Laval?
One, I think.
What singer's real name is Amethyst Amelia Kelly?
I don't know. All right. Amethyst. Yeah. What kind of name
is
it?
Well, we're about to find out.
Is it Greek?
Amethyst? It's a stone.
Oh. All right. Probably not.
All right, let's see how you guys made up. How many metro stops are there in Laval? Vivian knew that there are three. Nice work, Vivian.
Knew it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Darn it.
In what country would you find Stonehenge? Vivian said Great Britain. Is that acceptable? Okay, our producer says it is acceptable. And okay. Sam said England, so you're both correct on that one.
Alrighty.
Nice work. Ted, Marshall, Lily, Robin, and Barney were characters on what TV show? Sam, what did you say?
Cheers.
No. How I Met Your Mother. Such a good show.
Barney. Neil Patrick Harris.
Right.
He's awesome.
It's a good show.
Haven't given it a shot.
And they have
obviously.
Robin is Canadian in it, so they're making like Canadian
That's
references
right.
through
okay.
every season.
Okay,
it's funny. Okay. What singer's real name is Amethyst Amelia Kelly? It is Iggy Azalea. And neither one of you were correct on that one.
Okay. All right.
And Los Angeles International Airport is better known by what abbreviation? The answer is LAX, and you were both correct on that one
yep.
as well, right?
They were.
Guess what that means. Are Benji and Vicky listening there with you too, Vivian?
Yes.
Guess
yes.
what that, you know what that means?
Are we tied?
No, you won.
Hey,
you actually beat Sam. You beat him this morning.
No. That's how we do on a Monday.
Nice work. Sam, do you believe?
No.
You don't believe it?
No.
He always wants to check this. I'm right, right, Andy?
No.
Recount.
There's only five questions. It's not that hard to keep track.
We actually beat Sam.
You did.
They knew that there was three metro stops in Laval. Sam, you didn't.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Feels good,
go,
right?
Guys.
Yeah, that's
tell
amazing.
Me about it.
Sam, you're happy for them, right?
Very happy. Couldn't be happier.
All right. He's going to get over it. And we're going to hook you guys up with four tickets to the premiere of Toy Story 4 happening on June 19th, okay?
Woohoo! Thank you.
You're so welcome.